chronic wasting disease found in a new elk hunting area in the Casper region, plus news for pheasant hunters in southeast Wyoming. That's next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. The Wyoming Game and Fish is informing pheasant hunters that a portion of Goshen Walk-In Hunting Area 63 is closed and will no longer allow hunting access. Goshen Walk-In Area 63 is located east of Hawk Springs off County Road 61 and 36 near the Nebraska border. Kelly Todd, Game and Fish Access Coordinator in that region, says there's still good hunting opportunity in the remaining portion of Goshen Walk-In Hunt Area 63 east and west of County Road 61. He says pheasants will continue to be stocked west of County Road 61 as long as they're available from our bird farm. Visit the Goshen Walk-In Hunt Area 63 map on the Walk-In Hunting webpage to see areas that are open for access. Walk-in areas in Wyoming are private lands enrolled in the Game and Fish Access Yes program. Game and Fish leases rights for public access, and landowners determine which species can be hunted and when access is granted. The Wyoming Game and Fish has confirmed the presence of chronic wasting disease in a cow from Elk Hunt Area 23 through hunter-harvested surveillance. Elk Hunt Area 23 is located mostly within the Casper region. It's bordered by three CWD-positive elk areas, 48, 16, and 19. To keep hunters informed, though, Game and Fish announces when CWD is found in a new hunt area. The Centers for Disease Control recommends that hunters do not consume any animal that is obviously ill or tests positive for CWD. Continued monitoring of chronic wasting disease over time is important to help Game and Fish understand the potential impacts of the disease, as well as evaluate future management actions for deer and elk. A map of CWD endemic areas is available on the Game and Fish website. The disease is 100% fatal to deer, elk, and moose that have been infected. In 2023, Game and Fish personnel tested more than 5,000 chronic wasting disease lymph node samples from deer and elk, which were primarily submitted by hunters with harvested animals, and they continue to evaluate new recommendations for trying to manage this disease. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, programmed by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.